Thai essential ingredients. Fish sauce is the key ingredient that is essential to Thai cooking. Fish sauce offers the salty dimension in Thai cooking and is high in protein as well as minerals and vitamins. Fish sauce is made from small fish, so ferment. The byproduct is extract and boil. You should look for a clear and browning in color of fish sauce. There are many different types of fish sauce available in your local supermarket, usually located in the Asian International aisle. Some are too fishy and some are too salty. The most popular brands are Tipperos and Oysters brand. These are products of Thailand and are widely used because of their milder aroma and taste. Chili pass in oil is a seafood-based seasoning consisting of dry shrimp, chili, shallot, and other Thai seasonings. It gives off smoky flavors to your dish like tom yum soup. Two good brands of chili pass in oil, or sometimes labeled as a roast chili pass, are Pan Thai Nursing and Maproy. If there are choice of spice level, we recommend either medium or spicy, since most of them tend to offer a sweeter taste rather than spicy. Mine would be to brand, since the combination of flavor and levels of hotness and sweetness can vary considerably from brand to brand. Make adjustments as necessary in cooking. Coconut milk is the cream base in cooking Thai curry. Similar to Western cooking and the use of heavy cream, Thai cooking uses coconut milk instead. Making fresh coconut milk can take hours and is a laborious process. Even for Thai people, there are many brands out there and varying in taste and aromas. Some are light and spicy, with many additives and preservatives. What to look for in good coconut milk is cream, white color, taste rich and creamy, with a milder sweet aroma of fresh coconut. In a can, look for thick creamy frothing on top. Please shake them well before opening. The two recommended brands are Maproy and Chowco. Maproy is the richest and creamiest of all coconut milk we have used so far. Tamarind. Tamarind provides another source dimensions to Thai cooking. It's better to purchase in a compressed box with plastic wrap. Look for reddish brown color, not dark brown or black. The package shouldn't be too hard when pressing on it. This can be kept for a long time. To make tamarind sauce, recommended mixture is 1 tablespoon of tamarind to 1 per 4 cup of water. Hand mash them slowly, filter and use only the juice. If you don't use all the juice, you can reserve them in the refrigerator for a week before it starts fermenting. We do not recommend premix and ready-to-use tamarind sauce. It's watery and has unpleasant taste and colors.